The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, Kings of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros. And abuse me, I leave them with the friend. The road goes by so long, and in plantation, I may never get paid.
And good afternoon, good day. It's a beautiful, wonderful Thursday. It's a Talking Heads Thursday here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This your boy, Pearly, in the house. So good to be here with you guys today. How everybody doing out there? Where are all my Talking Heads at? Do you want to be a Talking Head?
Here's how you can become a Talking Head, brought to you by BTC.
You can call me at 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259 is always the toll-free number at 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. And my texters, you can text me at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Of course, that's powered by BTC. Man, been an interesting week, you know. A real interesting week. Just watching what's been going on, trying to figure out if I'm in the middle class, upper middle class, or the lower middle class, or the poverty line. Seeing all these comments and stories is going on. I'm hearing some things. Boy, we can have some fun today. We can talk some things. Open to you to say whatever you want to talk about today. I'm feeling like just hearing from you, hearing what you want to say. Ah, boy, we can have some fun. But in the meantime, let's find out what's going on in the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
In the great Nassau Guardian today, the headlines are housing becoming more unaffordable. Housing becoming more unaffordable. Researcher of middle-class Bahamians paying greater percentage of income on housing. PM says polluters should pay as he calls for more climate financing. Politicians pledge to drive down prices, not always realistic, Bo says. And a man is jailed for sex with a minor. See, that is getting me upset. That right there. Oh, man. Anyway. BICA, in the business section, of course. BICA touts growth amid reporting standard mandate. Says members saw increase in work after new business license mandate. That's the Bahamas Institute of Chartered Accountants. That's in case you know what BICA stands for. Cooper urges Pilots Association to continue to dialogue with CAAB. Doctors Hospital expands to Paradise Island with state-of-the-art facility. Street Fighter Tournament at Fusion, a success for vendors, say. Only the vendors? Okay. What's up, people? What's going on? Everything on the quiet side of things? I got a text already. We can get right into this, man. Great show as usual. We have not had a middle class since 1999. Great show as usual. Apartment in Nassau, a hole in the wall with rats and bullet holes in the wall with 3,000 roaches in it. One bedroom, $1,200. Wow. Pearly, there is no more middle class. It will soon be rich or poor. You know, that is old. Because when you're talking to people, all you're hearing them is talking about, oh, I spent $350,000 for this, or I got a $500,000 for this, and I run it, you know what, I need $150,000 to do this. I don't know. Are we in trouble? Are we losing our middle class in this little country of ours? Because when you look at what it costs, and you know, I get people call me all the time and say, Pearly, I'm looking for an apartment. Any apartments in Chippenham? In Chippenham, apartments like $1,000 a month. Chippenham. Not to knock my area, because that's the best area in the Bahamas, but still. And that's for one bedroom. You spending $2,500, $3,000, $5,000 a month for a decent two-bedroom apartment? That's a lot of money. And I was having a conversation with somebody today. And comparing the Bahamas to the United States, and you shouldn't do because that's a much, much bigger country. But when you see inflation hits them, and you see prices drive up because of inflation, once they get inflation under control, you see them prices coming back down. You see, you know, let's say example, a bottle of water is $1.50 under inflation. We used to pay a dollar for it, but, you know, inflation, it rises, the price rises, get $1.50. But once they get it down, that water coming back down to $1, $1.05, $1.10 maybe. But in the Bahamas, once they jack that price up, they ain't never going back down. If you was paying 50 cents for a bottle of water and go up to $1.50 and inflation comes, you still can pay that $1.50. And I was like, that's not fair. But the person explained to me, saying, listen, it ain't necessarily that they're rich off you, you know. When you look at what they got to pay, PPL, salaries got to go up because you can't tell people you can't because cost of living going up, so people got to be able to make more dollars. That's where that money really go in. So when they do that, they got to pay these bills, they got to pay those bills. They're not trying to take money from you. And I looked at it and I said, you know, you could probably be right. You can probably be right. That has been the issue. But there has to be some things that we can do better to drive the cost of things down in this country. And you know, Gorman both said it. Politicians pledge to drive down prices, not always realistic. And they think this mitigating circumstances may stop that from happening. The cost of oil, the cost of goods coming, because we don't produce our own stuff here. We ship in most of our stuff in. So the cost of these goods are based on what you're paying them Americans, the Chinese, the Europeans, for the goods that they're sending to us. So they ain't always necessarily our fault. If, you know, they used to bring something in for 50 cents and now going to 75 cents, we ain't paying the difference. Wait till the Trump tariffs hit. Just wait. Texter says, Pearly, why are we delusional to the we are middle class, we are now the working poor. Great show as usual. Tell Rupert I get my ham and turkey on Amazon. His price is too high. Pearly, hard salami, almost double. Next text says, I do not believe that a $15 chicken sandwich is because BPL went up. Not possible. That BPL bill is spread over thousands of orders. They are price gouging. Not necessarily. See, you may be thinking, you got on $500 bill, your bill jumped to $900,000. These brothers paying $10,000, $20,000 plus a month in light bill when they were paying $5,000 to $10,000. So yeah, it may spread over thousands of orders, but then the same thing, then so you're paying, and understand this. Those who ain't get generated in trouble if the lights go out, because that could be some spoiled meat, some rotten eggs or whatever. Then you got to look at, because the cost of living going up to me, I need me a raise. So when you think I called the wife and said, listen, I need a couple more dollars, he got to raise the rates because he got to pay the extra money. People look for incremental increases. You got union stuff, so when you get it, you get these increments to get an appraisal every year. And because BPL costs to me may be higher, that means my distributor's BPL cost higher as well. So if I getting food from Joe Blow distributor, he passing the price on to me. So that coming to me at a higher price. So it could attest to that. And mind you, I don't know how many times I want to go to the fast food restaurant because how much money you got to pay for a sandwich. It ain't easy. It's not easy at all. Next text says, great show, as usual. I don't see how people with three kids can make it on $300 salary. This math ain't mathing. It ain't easy. It's not easy at all. And then some of us, and I can say this, and I know people can get mad at me for this. Some of us do foolishness in school. barely graduate. Some you only gone on the show, or on the they only gone on the ceremony, but get a leaving certificate. No BJCs, no BGCSEs, no Pittman. Did he still do Pittman? No kind of certificates, and you looking for a job, and you mad because you only making $300. And that's because then somebody only making $250, or is it $275 as minimum wage? But you mad and you want more money, but you ain't qualified for more money. They also got to find a way to help you because you got to be able to sustain yourself so you could come to work. But you got three kids. Family planning. Or you ain't married and you got three kids. Or you ain't married and you got 10 kids with three different women or four different women. Well, we shouldn't count them because most times, anyway, I can say what I was going to say. I may get in trouble for that. I can hold that one. And then the Texas says, and Howard want people to be crazy and have 10 kids. He must think me crazy. But I think I saw something saying that if we don't have enough people, we need more. We need to increase the population. That don't mean, when they say increase the population, that don't mean Pearlie need to go have four more children. That means Chris got to have his first child. They catch him in 10 years. I get one grandson. I don't know what my children doing. One grandson. Man, I love him to death now. I love him to death. If he say papa, that's it. Deal you. But are we underpopulated? We could get into the argument that Nassau overpopulated or New Providence is overpopulated. And some people call me, I didn't read up on your thing now, so we got to talk about getting them on the show, talking about depopulating New Providence and moving to the family islands to populate the family islands. But it has to be a systematic plan with the government and private sector. It has to be what they call a PPP plan, public-private partnership. Because if I move to Inagua, I won't be able to know I could watch the Dodgers. I might want McDonald's. Ain't get that in Inagua. Ain't no Kentucky, no McDonald's. No Burger King. No Tropical Gyro. See, I can't move to Inagua because ain't no Tropical Gyros in Inagua. I have a problem there. Texas said, Pearlie, who is getting married in 2024? Most people have a sweetheart with a wife on the side. Hold on. See, Dexter, you're trying to cause problems now, Dexter. A sweetheart with a wife on the side is a wife with a sweetheart on the side. But I know I see how you're thinking. I don't say I like how you think. I see how you're thinking. But if we're going to move and try depopulate New Providence and look at repopulating Andros, Eleuthera, Exuma, Long Island, we got to make sure that we put the infrastructure in place to sustain these people. BPL got to do their part. BTC, Alive, got to do their part. Ministry of Works got to make sure the roads are right. Internet, because nowadays you can't do business unless you have proper internet. Fiber. Because you can work anywhere in the world. And a lot of people are not working in offices anymore. So the brick and mortar buildings are becoming extinct. Not extinct, are becoming less and less useful. Is it better to work from home? Is it more cost effective to work from home? Maybe for the employer. Because that's less people I got in the building. That's less electricity I burn. So that keeps my BPL bill down. Less people using the bathroom. That keep my water and sewage bill down. Less security I need. But is it more economical for the employee? Because I'm home now. Maybe it is because I don't have to dress up. I don't have to buy a lot of clothes anymore. I don't have to buy, some people buy breakfast and lunch when they go, you get up too late, so you can't fix breakfast. So you get to buy breakfast when you reach the week. Oh, I missed them 99 cent prices. And then you're buying lunch. So when you was taking $10 and getting lunch, so $50 for lunch for the week, That gone up to $75, $80. In some cases, $100. You're damn if you don't, and you're damn if you do. Call you on the.
I know a generous landlord in the East who has some apartments. One is vacant now, and they're going like $550 a month, two bedrooms. That ain't bad.
Really?
Yeah.
That sound like you. That sound like you.
I know a generous landlord in the East. And, you know, you have to seek and then you'll find.
But yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you probably can find some decent price apartments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
But you got to look. And guess what? When you find it, you got to move fast because somebody else find it too.
Well, you know, you mightn't like the fact that all your neighbors probably speaking a different language.
I should have known you would lead me somewhere, you know. I should have known you. I should have known you were leading me somewhere. Up, right?
But it's true. It's real.
Yeah.
It's right in the East. But Boyle, you're not going to have to worry about population now because Donald Trump is going to be sending a lot of people back home. People who don't even belong here are going to be coming here.
Boy, listen.
But you're going to have your numbers soon.
You listen.
That's what you're worrying about.
I listen to people talk, and you know, I got some callers get mad at me. They talk with Trump, and I say, y'all think there's only the Mexicans getting deported? Eh? Plenty in the Bahamian, and plenty people of, let me say this right now.
Undocumented, period.
Yeah, but I want to say it the right way. Plenty Bahamian, plenty people who only born in the Bahamas, but not Bahamian, understand what I'm trying to say here? Mm-hmm. And go on to the state. And Mamie Adju Nassau while she was on her way to Miami. And they get sent home. Don't know nothing but the Bahamas, but they Bahamians.
Yeah, that's amazing, eh?
Which is another issue. It's going to be another problem. You know people walk around here talking with an American accent?
Hmm?
You know people around here walking with an American accent because they grew up in the States, but they're Americans and they get catch and they get sent here?
Yeah. So you can have your number since that's what you're looking for.
I didn't say I was looking for. I'm asking, are we underpopulated?
Yeah.
But are they the numbers we want?
No. I'd like to see us reaching people from the Norwegian, from Venezuela, no. From New Zealand, yes. People who have been to school and trained and have some kind of, evolved into some kind of decency and order. I don't know why we should be trying to reach out to persons who have to come and learn from grade one how to live. You know, I think we need to look more to inviting people who are more civil and more who could contribute better, man. I'm sure we need the gardeners and the tailors and the so forth, but I feel as though we need also to have a balance. Don't you think a balance is better to have some people who are qualified?
No, I agree. I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying, as you were talking, really want to bring people in our country?
Well,
because less and less people having babies. I like to say babies. Having babies.
People who are going to develop the country and make it a second home and who are going to try to build instead of people who are going to come here and then send money out of your country.
Uh-huh.
And then deplete your resources. That seems to be very kind of like to be.
Yeah.
But you know, Pearly, there's another problem brewing.
Uh-oh, here we go.
There was supposed to be 2,000 Kenyans in Haiti. Right now, there's only about 400 in some Jamaicans.
Well, I heard it's 400.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And them other 2,000, they can't find the money to pay the Kenyan government to get them there.
Wow.
But Pearly, what we're looking at now is resentment of persons who don't like the fact that we are siding with the colonizers and going into another man's country. And Bahamians are there. And there are some people who here don't like that.
Yeah, but they're going down. I can't say what I want to say because they're on radio, but they're going down the toilet. I heard they shot at Spirit Airlines because they thought that was the more Kenyans coming in.
Yeah.
There's no law and order. And, you know, I don't know if we're necessarily siding with the colonizers or we're trying to just bring some order because when they in problems, we in bigger problems because they.
Yeah, but we between this thing called a rock and another place. Because we in the middle.
We right in the middle.
Yeah. Pearly, I need you to run the country, man.
Well, you know, I'm the kingmaker. I don't want to be the king.
I don't need you to be flying all the way to Uzbekistan or Uzbekistan where the temperature is -6 degrees listen, right now and talking about warm, listen, global warm. I mean, it's 6 degrees and whatever that stand is.
Listen to me. I ain't going to try to get to as many countries as I could possibly get before 2026.
Okay.
Because I ain't know if I can be able to do this after 2026.
You ain't going to be able to do it because you ain't getting the money that you're going for anyway.
But I can't wait for the midterm budget. Oh, I can't wait for that.
Oh, hopefully you something else. We can wait that.
All right, my brother. Have a great day.
Yeah, man.
Listen, this is a Talking Heads Thursday. Hey, this is Pearly. It's Guiding Radio 96.9 FM. We can take a quick break. When we come back, we can talk somebody and hear what you got to say. Call it, don't go nowhere. Coming right to you right after this break. See you in a minute.
Sold away, all those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day. Bobby Rock.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise service. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
I am joyriding.
CIBC Caribbean is giving three lucky clients the chance to win cash prizes this Christmas. Finance your vehicle with us for your chance to win, and we'll gift you no loan application fee, up to 100% financing, and up to 10 years to repay. Visit CIBCF's Joy of Giving and apply for vehicle financing now. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. And welcome back. Hey, y'all got to, you know, when the producer put on this, y'all got to see these moves I'm making. Ain't too bad. I mean, one time ago, I could have danced really, really well. Let me read a text caller coming to you right now. Let me just read a couple of these texts, and then I will talk to the caller. In Texas, in 2013, saw a toilet paper go from $5 to $10 in less than 2 months. Before that, every 2 weeks, the price would go up a dollar based on nothing. In the Bahamas, businesses raise prices on news of the upcoming cost increase. The gas retailers are experts of this. OPEC announces prices going up, and in 2 days, prices go up. Then when the increases actually happen, they price up again. It's the frog in the boiling water. The increases is normalized. $6 gas when prices in the U.S. continue to drop. Yeah, but they get a sneeze voice before we catch cold. You know that text, though? Pearly, I'm going to buy me a tip jar to put on my desk to work Christmas coming. I know what you mean, Pearly. Are you having a toy drive for the kids this Christmas? The Guardian does something, and I'm going to announce that really soon. Pearly, Trump could send the people to Mexico and all the pretty female Cubans to Nassau. We need... Jesus Lord. Oh, God. Text the use. They set me up every time. Call you on there. How you doing?
Pearls.
What's up?
Your team win or they lose?
The Dolphins won Sunday gone. And the Lakers won last night. So I had a pretty good mood sports-wise.
You sound mighty chipper.
No, I get the kick. I get the kick of what's going on in my country. It ain't chipper. Yeah. It's either you laugh or you cry.
Whether the fellow or him of Cuban descent.
This is my day. Thursday is my day. He'll be back tomorrow.
see, I call him no name because he's get on me when I call his name. So, that fella, is fine, six clever. I don't know if he's fine, six.
No, no, every Thursday is my show, you know. Every Thursday is my show.
Oh, okay. He said that.
Every Thursday for the last year, couple of years now, I've been doing it every Thursday.
Why you let my boy call, who just called a little while ago, spreading propaganda, man? That's my boy. You got it straightened about pretty. It ain't 2,000 Kenyans. It only supposed to be 1,000 Kenyans and 1,500 out of forces.
Okay, so okay.
Make 2,500.
Okay, okay. But you got 400 Kenyans there now.
You got 400. I know what happened to the other six.
No, but they were supposed to come and I had to shoot up the plane. They shoot at the plane that they thought was carrying them.
Okay, but to see the truth as to why that force is going the way it's going. It was supposed to be a UN-backed force.
But yes.
Because of the Americans, the Canadians, the French, and them not wanting to go in there as peacekeepers or couldn't go in there as peacekeepers, they backed out. The UN really backed out. So
okay.
What the UN did was financially some countries back Kenya.
Okay.
You know, it's all about money for them.
Yeah.
So what is in Haiti now is a paid mercenary force.
And that's
the reason why I fraud them in food. They ain't send the rest of our boys because the Kenyans have been given full immunity to do what they have to do in Haiti.
Okay.
That's why this thing going all mixed up and all awry. And Fred, them ain't fooled because the Kenyans and the gangs trying to kill one another and the Kenyans have full immunity.
Wow.
To do what they have to do and it's like you can't talk it.
Yeah, but it's a really sad thing that's going on and they got to get it straightened out because we paying the price. We will pay the price.
It's sad, but they send sick. That's to say, we send somebody, but they got their way in the back of the bush.
I can't. Want me to be honest with you? I don't want my brothers. I don't want my Bahamian brothers. All sisters involved in that. I don't want them getting in harm's way.
Really, that's a civil war. They wasn't supposed to be there unless they went there as peacekeepers.
I got you.
But they got.
Is it really a civil war? Just a bunch of bandits going nuts, and there's no kind of control.
Now the Americans. The conspiracy theory, GNN conspiracy.
Conspiracy, let's get that right.
Probably might be conspiracy, shooting at their own planes so they could get a force to go in there officially. So keep an eye on that, too.
We guys keep a close watch.
Tricky.
Let's keep a close watch.
Yeah, okay.
All right, brother. All right. Take time, GNN. Carly on there, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Burley?
I alive. I ain't pain, but I alive. Thank God. What's up?
All right, in response to... I think it was three callers down.
Okay.
There was a fellow who said that the Bahamas wants foreigners to come. But not.
I think he was being a bit facetious, though.
Right. But he said something, right?
Uh-huh.
He said that if the foreigners come from Finland and Norwegian, right?
Uh-huh.
They would want it back. Does that make any sense to you?
Say that what? Say that again?
He gave the impression that if those foreigners, okay, let's be clear, white foreigners were to come over here, right?
Uh-huh.
And work, they wouldn't send money back to their family.
Everybody can send money back. Why wouldn't they send money back to their family?
So it shows you how ignorant some people can be.
I gotcha.
All right, bye.
I gotcha. Thanks for calling. If I go to work in the States, I send the money back for my family. Unless you bring in your whole family, Richard, then that's a different story. But if you come into work in a foreign country to make life better for you and your family, I think then you would be sending them funds, wouldn't you? Which is another thing. I mean, the fellas who are coming from down south doing the same thing. Freeze all the gas in the United States has been a norm for months now, but they're making noise saying that too high. Apparently, all the people sentenced for murder in the Bahamas, we need to ship them out the country to fight it. Why would they want to fight? They ain't going to go. But I hear your text, sir. Call you on there. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Well, I can't hear you too good, but I guess it must be this phone.
Yeah, it sounded like the phone because you sound a little a little scratchy there.
Let me call another number. I can hear you maybe better. Let me try the other number.
All right. Okay. But, we getting somewhere I didn't want to get to anyway, but let me take this call. I'll call you on the air.
Yeah, boys, what's going on?
Hey, Muff, what's happening?
Man, everything good. I with you, boy. The old islands, Exuma, if they put couple of fires. I live in Exoma for about three years.
Okay.
In the 90s, the late 90s, like when Emerald Bay was building and
okay.
Four Seasons.
Okay.
And everything is shut down 6 o'clock. Food stores, everything, man. Yeah,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
Gas,
maybe the fish fry will be open a little late, but other than that,
The fish fry will be open and gas is about $8-$9 a gallon. Jarrow over there, Fusion.
Uh-huh.
And some banks.
Uh-huh.
Some banks. I'll move the Exoma tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. They could depopulate New Providence, but them old islands, they can need stuff, man.
Well, Jeff,
and they want NASA people who don't use the things to
yeah,
over there, man.
Yeah.
See, couple ambulance, couple fire engine, and stop shutting down everything. You know them gas station fire and things, they shut down 6 o'clock. And you got to go and you got to go get gas and things, man.
Yeah.
Well, the last time I been in Exoma, one of my boys, I call him, I tell him, I come in to heal him, right? He say, man, I in town, man. He say, yeah, go by me, man. He said, man, go inside, sit down, get some of the fridge and turn on the TV and what. He said, man, the door open.
Yeah.
I don't lock my door, anything, man. If you don't lock your door, be here, you would meet your house when you come back.
even when you lock your door, you might meet your house when you come back.
Yeah, you might meet your
house. No, I had the same thing. I was in Long Island, and the door to me going away, say he never take his key off his car ignition ever. He don't lock his, he don't close his business. The only reason why the neighbor gone there to close his business because it's raining and close the business so the house don't get wet.
Yeah, but that's all. But they don't lock no door and look, take
man,
no keys.
First time I go on the Bryland.
If the thief anything, who are you going to sell it to?
That's true. First time I go on the Bryland.
And they don't know Henry didn't say, he flash screen TV, get TV,
yeah.
Laptop, get TV, yeah, get
yeah.
Tablet.
Ain't that
tablet.
No, I know. I remember.
Yeah.
I went to Bryland for the first time, and I checking in Valentine.
That's red.
She tell me what room I was in. I said, where the key? She said, we ain't got no key. I said, miss, I from Nassau. I used to lock, and I need a key. She had to go get one box, dig through this box, looking for key to give me one key. And she was mad at me.
Yeah, but if they put the right things on them islands, plenty of people. My little brother moved to Exoma. He living in Exoma now.
Well, I ready to move in Nagua. I ready to move in Nagua, and that's something I may end up doing in a few years.
All the shooting and thing going on around here.
You hear me?
I have family down in Nagua too. They could go down there, do the Macintosh them.
Okay. The only time I won't hear gunshot in Nagua is when we shooting Wild Hog.
Yeah, Wild Hog and thing and them coot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But probably another thing too with the apartment. Man, look here. One of my boys in Nassau Village, he got a 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartment, nice and size. He had it now for 25 years. The tenant, he wanted a tenant, still in there for many build a building in there.
Oh, my goodness.
For 700. I said, boy, that woman ain't gonna ever move with that place, boy. What's 700 for 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom? She ain't going over there. She's been there for 25 years.
Sure, I wouldn't move either. That, you can't beat that price with a stick.
You can't beat that, but you can't beat that. You see, and that was the price what he had from 25 years.
Yeah,
and
she
never
did.
Gone up
yeah.
2-bedroom, 2-bath. But mine, my status go for $850 and a 2-bedroom.
Okay.
And I have central in mine.
Okay.
So the V-joint ceiling and cabinets and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Man.
All right, brother.
I call you about sports. So
take time.
The talking sports.
My dog.
Hey, yeah, Gnack really is Gnacking last night.
Ooh, that
yeah,
brother can shoot, eh? We can talk about that later, though. Let me talk about that at 5 o'clock. Okay.
All right.
Call you on day. How you doing?
Yeah, Bailey.
Hey.
Hello. Yeah, I know you can hear me better now.
Yeah, a little better. It ain't that much better, but it's better than it was.
Yeah. Let me say something.
Uh-huh.
You see those fellas shoot at American Airlines?
Uh-huh.
If you see that airline that come down or something drastic has happened, that was going to bend the NID them doing foolish shit.
Think so?
What? That's Spirit Airline. If they didn't miss and shoot that down and cause some chaos, one or two aircraft carrier was the Ben and ID. I tell you that.
Okay.
See, ID them playing crazy, doing foolishness, but they was in the play around with Donald Trump them in there.
Trump ain't there yet. Ain't there till January.
Don't worry. Well, even if it ain't done yesterday or whatever day, it was the man on the horizon. He was concerned them aircraft carrying there, and I was the man of them doing stupidness. You know?
I got you. That's true.
That's the way it is. And they will run this man, run the way. They can, from I know myself as a little boy, Heidi was on turmoil. From I know myself, there was a problem.
From I know myself, there's always been a problem.
Always a problem.
Yeah.
Then this is that and that. But you have to, you see, we tell them come off the well field, they going back on that well field, you know.
Wow.
They back on that well field. And these these so-called MP and whoever they is, they don't do nothing. They watch and watch and they're ready to play the house bill up there and then they can play like they ain't know it was there and they ain't this and that. You remember last time the fellas them knocked down 500 acres? You tell me fellas bulldozed down 500 acres.
Wow.
And you ain't no telling them to do 500 acres. So we got to get serious, man. But
no, we have to get serious.
Another thing I want to say too. When they try to say they from here, American them stop them. Because they tell them, no, you born Haiti, you got to go back Haiti. But they were trying to swing the American. I remember reading that in one of the papers. The guy was trying to say he's from the Bahamas, but they tell him, no, you from Haiti, and they ship him back Haiti. So now, when Donald Trump come in, it's up to our government to refuse to let them come here, send them back where they come from, or deal with the matter right there and there. If you sit back and just let them stay where they're from and think, then we could be in trouble. But Mitchell and them need to do a better job in controlling things and stop giving away our citizenship doing foolishness, man.
Yeah, anyhow, but
that's all
but
I gotta
look
say.
Out. No, before you go.
Yeah.
The issue with that is they're born here, and before they leave, they get their catch over there, and the top and say they send them here, and we cannot refuse to accept them back in the country.
I agree. If that was during that course, they had no baby passport. They just say they from here.
Well, in that case, you go where you sound.
Then you got to deal. So it's up to our government to do their due diligence.
Yes.
See, our government is being slack, and that's how things get out of hand.
I got you. I hear you.
Yeah, man.
Loud and clear. Thank you, my brother. Let's read this text. Burley, if you go in Agua, send me and line some fishing. Listen, some nice broad shot. Oh, man. Oh, anyway. Call you on there. How you doing?
Yeah, blessed, buddy.
Hey, my brother, what's happening?
Well, you need school. I'm growing up on the island. Yeah, you had a little fellas them down in Auckland, them 14 and 15 building house. I don't need to say what I tell you where all they find. You can find some real puke or some of the other thing there. Like where everybody else is fine and play blind and come and build a big apartments and play rich and make money and play they so innocent. They ain't getting money through illegal means. That's what I hate about this country. It's a big country of a bunch of hypocrites. We live in it. Listen to me. Whilst we sit and talk, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, the situation in Haiti is a global construct. But I was hoping maybe they would do it for Air France, not Spirit. But the thing is, you saw the Jones, the journal sometime back saying Haitian gang members are here. So why can't we believe that?
People have been saying that for a while. And, you know.
Yeah, but you don't need. But it's only logical. It's only reasonable. That some of them came here. Why are we so naive? They are here. You hate to believe that.
No, I don't believe it. I'm afraid.
I live in
I'm concerned
city.
With
I
it.
Everybody.
I'm concerned
so what
about
I'm saying
it.
Is uh-huh. We don't want to address the elephant in the room. I know we want to pick up the broom. So what happened is now, I hear the police spokesman, all them done with the violence. Listen to me. We are being deculturized, and you guys don't really want to hear the real situation. Go into GHS school, go into the government schools, and see that. Listen to me. The punch, you see, you guys hate everybody. Hate to realize that the punch was right in its foresight. That we be a. The punch is always saying we can turn Haitian, and that's what it is. And you are, we are a Haitian nation. We have already miseducated these people. We love these people, them. But I love them. Because, you know, I had Haitian American girls, and you see them, they're all about, they look sexy just like everybody else. But what I'm saying is, you have to realize that the Haitian that coming from the South, they kind of look different from the South that coming from America after being deported. Don't care how long they could be in America. Once they commit a crime, they came here. See, Allen suggested the citizen digital ID. But we don't have nothing in place. You could be in Uncle Sam. Don't know who I am, and he can send you back after 40, 50 years because you committed a crime. We don't have that situation here.
Yeah.
So, like last caller said, you know, we be talking about young men not being able to resolve differences. That's because the people don't know one another no more. I live in the inner city. I don't hardly see no one I know. You all got people, strangers coming on here, but we know some of them bleach out way. You think all of them like us, and the man suggested that they don't like what the behemoth forces down in Haiti. Why can't we be reasonable and logical about what's going on? So, what I'm saying, I have a nephew that goes to GHS school.
Yes.
Our government schools right now, because of the unabated migration, this becomes a breeding ground for gang activity and criminals. And I went with nobody say, okay? So who's responsible for that if we don't have a system in place to curtail unabated migration, whether from the South or anyone else? It doesn't matter because and another thing that I'm appalled at is that learned people are confounded, and humans are very simple. I wouldn't really sit here worrying about middle class, upper class, and all that, but I know in social and social studies and there was there used to be, they used to call it the upper middle and the lower middle, and then you had the lower class and the lower lower. So it was always two sets of lower, and there was the upper class and there was the upper upper. So what happened to the lower middle? So whether you got caught in the middle, it really doesn't matter. Why are you so concerned about what class you are? You know, I wouldn't even like to say how much I have in the bank, but whatever I have, it isn't enough for when I get sick. So we have become so haughty and so deculturized that we want to run after the white man's style of living and forgotten our African traditions, how to live in communities and where real peace and joy come from, sitting down eating food and having discussions about real life situations, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we become lost and we are being duped because of our ignorance. You see? Now, we don't hate the, I don't hate the people from the South, you know. But what I'm saying is they get a special treatment in this country.
Okay.
And you can see it all over, even when the police stopped them. I don't got no time to play. No. It was on Dwight's show. They don't even police the Shantytown. They're only policing me and you.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so we're sitting back. They have students right now in school can't talk English, so that means they came on the boat. All right? They got teachers being paid to teach them. They can't speak a word English. And they in school speaking Creole, and the teacher don't know what they're saying. They could be cursing, doing anything in the classroom. So there's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is, why allow it to get out of hand and then talk about, oh, they might start shooting at the plane over here. So you saying I didn't do something fair, but what I'm saying is you don't live in the inner city where I live. You see what I'm saying? Where everything that moves is Haitian or Haitian Bemian. And so I have Haitian Bemian friends 40, 50 years old, my brother.
Yeah.
They just said who I know me, and we can say a sense of community. So you can't say it's a sense of community anymore in the inner city. Right now, they're having a 30-day war in Anniston over people who selling 30 days potato chip, Guinness, and all them different things. And if you don't believe me, go and investigate it, all right? That's what your country's being reduced to, my brother. They allow them to set up houses for shop, business license in their houses, but they fight no worth. See, you don't realize how niggly we are becoming. See, this is not their fault, but this is a result of being disenfranchised. And so you see nothing else to do but fight down one another. You see what I'm saying? And we have a real problem. I don't even feel safe with my nephew in the school because they gang him the other day, okay?
Wow.
I don't feel safe. I know everybody's sitting and talking, but nothing is being done. This gang culture has proliferated even to the police force, and they don't want to admit it. So we all are a nation of bullshitters.
Hold on. Give me the wrong language, brother. Give me the wrong language. You got to be very guided by what you say, bro. But I hear where you're coming from, and I feel your anger. I feel your concern, but yeah, you know, be on radio. Call you on there. How you doing?
April, hey, 52, go to the head of the class. Hey, Pearly, I agree with everything what Pearly's saying, right? Except what you call him, right? Everything, right?
Uh-huh.
Because what this man is saying to the beaming people on the ground, feeling this and seeing this, but it's so strange, Pearly, that the media house don't see this, the politicians don't see this, the pastors, them don't see this, right? It's only the regular behemoth who sees this, and because they are pushing the regular behemoth in a third class position in their country, they even ain't acknowledging what is being said by the people who own this country, the regular behemoth. You know, foreigners own this country, and this ain't about tit for tat for no foreigners. If you go to Haiti, Haitians is number one. If you go to Jamaica, Jamaicans is number one, yeah, or supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right? So why I need to be
and
in
Trump
the Bahamas,
elected, you know, Trump saying Americans is number one.
All right. So why I need to be in Bahamas being encouraged by our governments to put me second class citizens in my country? Why are you demonstrating to me that foreigners are above behemoths in this country? They demonstrating a damn saying it, you know. Look closely. They are not saying this, man. But if you ride anywhere on Carmichael Road from one end to the next in the middle part of this New Providence,
uh-huh,
turn on your glass and tell me what you hear.
No, I know what you're saying. I said that to somebody the other day. I
you can't even hear.
You don't know.
You can't even feel, like if you go and you go in a foreign country, you can hear the foreign culture. So you can know, I can't make no mistake. I'm inside France.
Yeah.
But you even, there's no identity to the behemoth inside in our country no longer, my brother.
We're losing our identity.
The culture is dead.
But you know, my father used to say this back in the 70s and 80s and say, we're trying to become too Jamaican, too Haitian. We're not checking for our own culture. We're taking and adopting other people's culture.
But Pearly, that is coming from the head, because check the culture, or check the responsibility for culture in this country. It's at an all-time low, my brother. I mean, the Ministry of Culture, they don't give them no money. They don't even have no interest in growing the culture from a governmental perspective.
And you can say they ain't giving no money, and they're giving the two Valley Boys the same money.
Well, you see.
And one is an A group and one is a fund group. Fund group getting $30,000.
They're giving that, right,
uh-huh.
from a political cultural expression, right? But
okay.
when it comes to the actual culture of the Bahamas, eat, dress, walk, talk, speak.
I gotcha.
They putting that, because all of these radio stations, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't hear no Bahamian music playing on them, and they understand that the reason why the African Jamaican music of the people making money from them is because people playing them. But here it is: the Bahamian culture has been dumbed down so much till the people who are responsible for being the overseer of the culture. They have no desire, no interest, none. And
wow.
we can lose, they thought we was going to lose this country, but, you know, Bertie, but we ain't going to lose this country because, you know, we didn't awake today.
God's still on the throne.
If we was awake today, my brother, this country was going straight to hell in a basket because, I can say this before I go.
Okay.
The media and the government and the religious leaders in this country, they have no concern for this Commonwealth of the Bahamas, because listen to them. Watch what they do. Have a nice day, Pearl.
All right, my brother, take care. Now, this member right here, Pearly, I am concerned about my country. I had opportunities as younger to go work in the States, and I decided I wanted to be home, help build my country, bring forth fruit for my country. So, there are a lot of us who care for this country, a lot of us who want better for this country, and we can push that. Thanks for being a part of this. We're going to take our break. When we come back, we're going to talk sports. I got two different guests this morning, today. And then we can take a look at that big football game today. My Lakers won yesterday. This is Pearly on Talking Heads Thursday, Guiding Radio, 96.9 FM. We can take a break. Cuban Billy is coming up. And right after that, the news, and we'll be back shortly.
Judgment Day. Bobby Ron, me bona fire banner we got.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC beer, and it's finger-licking good.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias, soy yo, Cuban Willie, and it's time for my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Today is Thursday, and I got the cuatro pelotas, the four balls for Joe. 7, 5, 8, 2. Play them and win with the Island Games. Stay winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise and I'm getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer,
Island Games. We can make your dreams come true. We playing with Island Games.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, Johns Hopkins, KFC, Not Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And welcome back to Talking Heads Thursday. This is your boy Pearly in the house on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know, now we're getting into my favorite part of the show, sports. Somebody asked me this now, I used to play sports. That was 100 pounds ago, but yeah, I used to play. I have two special guests. I know yesterday we had two people in talking about the Roadmasters half marathon, 10K, 5K run relay. All right, which is happening this Saturday. Sunday morning, bright and early, 6 o'clock, right?
5 a.m.
We on radio.
Sharp.
We on radio. I can say the only reason why I wake up, I can't say that on the radio. Who are my guests? What's your name? We can go with the pretty lady first.
My name is Siobhan Lightbourne Moore, and I'm the president of Bahamas Roadmasters Running Club. And I'm accompanied today by our past president, our past president, Charles Johnson.
I know Charles for 100 years. Big insurance man. So we're talking about the City of Hope. Half marathon, 10K, 5K relay.
Yes.
And tell us, so I understand that you already subscribed 465, am I correct with the number?
About, yes.
About over 460 runners, which is awesome.
It is.
Which is really awesome. I didn't know we had that many people in this country run.
Well, the thing is, we don't just have local runners. We have runners from a number of international runners. We have...
I understand from Nigeria.
In Nigeria, we have runners from Canada, our local runners. So we've attracted runners from all over the world.
That is so awesome. And considering the weather but them in some of them places, they won't come there with this warm weather and run?
Definitely. Okay. Definitely. And the run takes them along a scenic route. So yes, they're going to run along Cable Beach Strip. You can't get
So you begin from where? Let's let the world know. Because we want... One of the things I know they talked about yesterday is on other marathons, you get like hundreds of thousands of people that line the streets to watch runners.
Yes.
And so behemoths need to get into it. Get up early. Come on, get inspired.
Come along the route, cheer the runners on. I actually had a caller yesterday that said, I want to come out and cheer on my friends.
Okay.
And I'm like, you can walk out to your corner. You can bring your Bluetooth speakers, bring your cowbells, bring your whistles. Just bring whatever you have and let's cheer on the runners. You know, it's an inspiration.
Where are you beginning from?
We start at Ahwaki and
backyard. Okay.
Yeah, right in your backyard. Uh-huh. The 10K would take you from Ahwaki just a little bit past Saunders Beach and back. Sorry, the 5K. Oh,
5K,
and
yeah.
And then you go back. The 10K will take you from Ahwaki to just about the inlet near the old Bahamas Development Bank.
Okay.
And back.
Okay, right now, past Goodman's Bay.
Right. Uh-huh. Now, the half marathon is a little bit different. And this year, we changed the route slightly.
Okay.
So the half marathon starts at the same place, down West Bay Street. Then we take in Bahama Boulevard.
Okay.
So we have Western Lanes of Bahama Boulevard.
Okay.
Just past Club One.
Okay.
That'll be the turnaround point.
Okay.
They would head back to West Bay Street, then head further west. And then when you go further west, before you get to Sandy Port.
Okay.
And then it's the rest of the race will be on West Bay Street all the way back to Ahwaki.
I think I'm going to get up early. This new time I've been getting up early anyway.
So come on and watch us.
Let me just walk over the hill. And come, well, I can do that.
Might as well. And even after the race, there's a lot of entertainment.
Okay.
That we have local entertainers. We have a DJ that's going to be there. We have raffles. So it's going the whole atmosphere is going to be, you know, filled with a lot of stuff going on.
Okay.
We have, you spoke about the relay. We have relay teams.
Right.
So we have at least 8 relay teams.
Okay.
But I'm going to put the word out there now that UB Mingo said they're coming to annihilate. That's their word.
The University of the Bahamas Mingos coming to take advantage.
They taking advantage. Anybody else, they say they have two teams.
Okay.
They have first and second. Okay. They say everybody else could fight. Everybody else could fight for third, yeah.
You didn't hear that?
Yeah.
But any high school teams participating?
Unfortunately, we don't have any high school teams this year. We're going to work on that again for next year.
So let me ask this question. You have 400 plus runners. Which category is it, the half marathon, the 10K, or the 5K has the most people participating?
The 5K.
The 5, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like shorter races.
Yeah, the 5K really want to challenge themselves. They do a 10K. Uh-huh. They may start with a 10K and then graduate to a half. Uh-huh. But then you have seasoned runners who they like a half. They may not like a full marathon, but a half is just perfect. So,
okay.
And that half is really nice.
Okay, okay. And Charles, yes. How long you been doing? How long is this? The 13th, am I correct?
12. Actually, the 12th.
The 12th one?
Yeah, and you can hear in the voice of the president of the club how excited she is.
Yes.
And I think, you know, we have full support of the membership.
Okay.
You know, we've started this race 12 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
With a view to promoting distance running, but also to give back.
Okay.
And over the last 12 years, we would have given well over $100,000 to the local charities.
Wow.
So, you know, we take the run serious. Uh-huh. It's a world-class race.
Okay.
It's a qualifier. Persons participating in this race can qualify for major marathons.
Okay.
So, you know, it's organized by a significant amount of experience running distance.
You said something to catch me this now.
Yes.
So if I want to run the Boston Marathon, I have to qualify for the Boston Marathon or the Chicago Marathon?
Particularly the Boston Marathon.
Okay.
But most of the major marathons, if you can run a race, a half marathon or full marathon at a certain time, then you automatically get an entrance into those races because it's not very easy qualifying to get into those races.
I thought I could just jump on the plane, go to Boston, sign up and run.
No.
Not that I could do the whole marathon. I probably do like an eighth of a marathon.
Really?
No such thing exists.
But you know, as the president was saying earlier, uh-huh. we hope that we get the support of the general public.
Yes.
You know, distance running is a big deal in all of the major cities around the world.
It is.
And, you know, when you go to the New York Marathon or Boston Marathon or Tokyo Marathon, I mean, there are thousands of persons out there who are supporting the runners.
Uh-huh.
The distance runners need support. You get so far into the race.
It's a lonely race.
It is a lonely race. And a little cheer sometimes make a world of difference.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
But I think it's also beneficial, you know, for youngsters. You know, I think it's intriguing when young people can see people challenging themselves, particularly the not so young. You know, they would look at a fella like me and say, oh, I can beat him. Inspire them to go out there and run. You know, running, you know, for us, you know, it's multifaceted.
So are both of you participating in the race on Sunday, or you're less managing the race?
No, the members of Bahamas Roadmasters, for the most part, are the organizers. We have to man the race.
Okay.
And, you know, as I said, this is a world-class race.
Yes.
So anything that you would find in the Boston Marathon or New York Marathon is present just at a smaller scale.
Okay, super.
We do not compromise on person safety. We ensure that the water stations are well manned.
Okay.
They are properly placed.
Okay.
You know, we promote good running habits.
And you'll have an ambulance out there and EMS services,
yes,
and all that stuff?
We have a medical mm-hmm. team.
Okay, super.
So,
okay.
You know, so persons coming out can feel very safe in participating. And, you know, we really want to encourage people to come out and support the race.
Now, I want to be clear. The race begins at 5 a.m.?
The race begins.
So you need to be there from 4 o'clock.
You need to be there by at least 4:30 latest.
Okay, and loosen up and stretch out and everything.
We actually have someone that would be there to do that'll do a warm-up for us.
Okay.
So there'll be two warm-up sessions, a warm-up session for the half marathoners and then a warm-up for the persons who are running the...
Now, what's the warm-up session? You go run 2 miles and come back?
No. It'll be just something to loosen you up, some fun stuff.
Okay,
little exercise. Doing all of that.
I know this event is not something easy to pull off. And without some people who support you, it won't happen. So who do you want to thank for supporting you?
So
other than Guardian Radio.
So for the past 5 years, City of Hope has been our title sponsor. But over the years, we have picked up sponsors along the way. And as you said, you know, it's not easy to accomplish without corporate sponsorship.
Yes.
So we have, as I said, City of Hope. We have Nassau Agencies, HealthWise, Bahamian Brewery, Carpet World, Cabinet World, Caribbean Bottling, Leno, Bahamas Wholesale Agency, Thompson Trading, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Lightbond Trading, and AC Depot.
Now, I ain't gonna put your sponsors on it. I understand Lightbond Trading is the sponsor. What products are they bringing to the table? You don't know? Okay.
Well, the wholesalers, they will provide
drinks and fruits and stuff like that.
Bars that is usually good when you're running.
The health bars and all that stuff.
And some of them have really been there from day one. I mean, and I can single out Caribbean Bottling. You know,
they provide
all of the water and Gatorade.
Powerade.
You know, and without them, we cannot successfully put together a race.
No, you need corporate Bahamas. And you know, a lot of times, a lot of people call on corporate Bahamas. So when they step up to events like this, it shows that your event is an event that is respected. It's an event that has been growing for years. And as a event, you've been here this year 12th time.
Yes.
You ain't just doing this for the first time. So I guess people who come on and say, listen, they've been doing this consistently. They're giving us publicity around the world. They're giving publicity on the country. You're bringing foreign runners in. So it's in heads and beds. It's sports tourism is max, and I'm a big supporter of sports tourism.
It is. Yes. It is.
And there's
huge.
So much more potential, really.
Yes.
You know. Actually, I don't think we've touched the tip of the iceberg yet in terms of sports tourism.
No, so we have not. We have not.
So hopefully, as time goes on, you know, we get the Ministry of Tourism involved. We get all our partners together, people could see that this is. We're not just out there running and, you know, because we like to run, but this is serious. And as Charles mentioned, this is a world-class race. The race is a certified race course. You know, someone mentioned to me the other day, they said, oh, you're having a fun run walk. And I'm saying, hey, hold on. They're saying, no fun run walk. This is a serious race. I mean, people come up there.
So when they get at the end of the race, they're getting medals?
Of course, you get a medal.
Okay.
You get a bag of...
A swag bag.
Uh-huh. You know, as I said, we have a raffle at the end of the race. So, you know, and then you get the beautiful experience of running in the Bahamas.
Wonderful. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to say? Be there by 4:30, the latest.
Right. And we still have some spots open. Okay. Online registration is closed. You can call 804-8595.
804-8595.
Or you can call me. My name is Siobhan, and my number is 544-35. But online registration is officially closed.
I like the name, Siobhan. I have some wonderful Siobhans in my life.
And Pearly, we look forward to seeing you out there, man.
I'm going to come. I'm not running. Let's get that right.
The only thing I can run is my mouth.
But I'm going to come out there and support. I'm up early, so I'm just going to walk out there and check it out.
You're a potential candidate for... membership into Bahamas Roadmasters, you know. By next year,
at 60 plus, maybe.
Of course.
Come on, man. You're young.
It ain't the age. It's the knees. I want to thank you for coming
thank
so
you
much.
Too.
And, you know, and talking has been a big supporter of Roadmasters, big supporter of having anything event you do. So anytime there's something, we welcome you to come and share it with our listeners and let us know what's going on.
Thank you.
This has been Pearly Talking Heads Thursday, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you're talking flag football. And then... we can talk about how my Lakers won last night. We'll be right back.
Great stuff.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out is with fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
What gift gives you joy? The gift of home renovations. Apply for a personal loan with CIBC Caribbean and use your funds for a dream holiday, home renovations, or more, and we'll gift you no loan application fee and the chance to win one of three prizes in your country from our regional pot of up to US$100,000. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/joyofgiving. CIBC Caribbean, terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
And welcome back to Talking Heads Thursday. FM. We got a full day today. Now, we just finished talking running. We're going to get into some more running. We're going to get into the Bahamas Youth Flag Football. You know, this is my crew. They get to come visit me every so often and keep me up to date. Who do I have here with me today?
Well, I'm Coach Akeem, one of the newer coaches that just joined the league.
Okay.
And then we here accompanied by the beautiful Coach Anae.
Well, Coach Anae and I go way, way back. Way, way back. Not as far back as I would like, but we go way, way back.
So I've heard.
Because the two of us get in trouble today. So what's been happening? I mean, you already had your first... First 2 weeks or first week?
First two weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
But hold on. Before you get there, Coach, which teams you coach?
Well, I coach three divisions. And in the senior division, which is our 14 and 17,
right.
I actually coached the CV Bell Stingrays.
Okay.
Yeah, I was able to assemble a team in a government facility
and
bring them along board with the Bahamas Youth Flag Football League.
Okay. And then what other teams? You get under 17.
I have
17 youth, that's easy.
Well, it's 14, it's three division, 14 and 7,
okay.
Which the CV Bell is part of.
Okay.
We have 10 to 13, and then we have 6 to 9.
Okay, so when you're 6 to 9, right, Coach
Well,
Anae?
This season I'm coaching all age groups as
So you get for three championship this year?
Well, you know.
So rumor has it, the rookie coach came up against your team. Which team is this? The 6 to 9?
6 to 9.
And you drop. I hear you all drop a good beating on them. That's true? I mean, I only heard this. I don't know how true that is.
No, not last week.
Week 1 was, you know... Week 1, I played you in week 1.
I think you're 10 to 13.
No, I played 10 to 13 team, beat him, yes.
So so you've been, you have two weeks under the bucket. What's your records?
I'll be quite honest. My personal record, I got my first win in week 2 of my 69 team.
Okay.
And we beat a team, I'm 20 to 6.
Okay, and what's your team looking like? All of them undefeated today?
No, actually, my 69 team, we're in a little rebuilding phase. You know, we're doing the Dolphins thing this season. So
sound like you're tanking.
I mean the Dolphins. What do you mean the Dolphins thing this season?
So I'm a.
We won Sunday, you know.
Dolphins so, aren't Cowboys.
So I heard.
Naughty don't like that.
Yeah. So for my 6-9 team, my record is 0-0 a draw, and
how do you have draw?
Yeah, we have a draw.
Come to a tie.
Yeah.
Okay,
all
right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think my 10-13 team, we have 1 win, 1 loss. 14 to 17, I can't remember.
Sound like you
I had
two.
To look at my
Sound
scores.
Like you
and I posted like scores. I don't think so, though.
But
I
let me ask that. This. How has this year started out so far based on, compared to last year? Is the enthusiasm that I know you get high school players in the league this year for the first time?
Had you from government facilities?
Only government high school.
Yes, only CV Bethel. We had come in as a team, and we allowed them to stay together as a team.
Right. Okay,
that's never been done before.
No, I know we talked about that before last time.
So this year is pretty exciting. Much more kids than last season.
Over
we're up
200
to over 200. I gave us 16 teams this season.
Okay, okay.
So we have a whole schedule of games every Saturday.
So every Saturday until when?
December 14th.
Yes.
The 14th of December.
14th is the championship. Mm-hmm. The 7th is the playoff start.
Okay. And then you traveled in December as well to
Orlando. Yes, we got back from Orlando, yes, which was really exciting.
No, I mean, you go
We're going back to Tampa in January for the World Championships. Yeah. Yes, okay. Largest youth tournament in the world.
I'm told that in 2028, flag football is going to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility that the Bahamas, and based on me, because you're right now, your 14 to 17 year olds will be.
Yes.
They'll be 18 to 21.
Right. Yes.
So that means I put them in a division, in a league, in a place where they can qualify for the Olympics. Yep. Is flag football in the Bahamas at that level that we probably or hopefully can make the Olympics?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes, most definitely.
I mean, these kids have gone abroad already and beat people in the United States already.
Yeah.
So we definitely have the potential to go to Olympics and really make a mark in Olympics in this particular sport.
Okay. Now, I know coaching, they've been around flag football. She used to play coach and all that. So you're a rookie coach. Have you played flag football?
I still do, actually.
Tackle football?
I played tackle years ago back in the early 2000s. I used to play for the Crushers, Amara Crushers.
Okay. They bruisers. I remember back in the day, they were bruisers.
Yeah.
Okay. So what got you into coaching?
I'm getting a little old now.
That's the decision up.
And the thing is, I think about it, it's like I wish I had the opportunity to get started as a younger age, because we have a 6 and 9, group, but I didn't have that opportunity back then. So I was like, it'll be great to develop these kids and transition them up. And like how you mentioned the Olympics, we'd like to get those same kids. They'll go there and just blow the world or the world, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's an athletic country. When we get in anything, we do really well in the sport. We excel. I mean, we were that close to putting a basketball team in the Olympics.
Yeah.
So it'd be great to see a flag football team there. But you got to play up against people like Tyree Hill and all them stuff. Because, them fellas want to play.
No, they're not going to play because you had a dude who's an NFL flag already who told them, no, that wouldn't be fair if they actually use NFL players.
You
had a dude who's playing the flag league. So I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
We'll beat Tyreek Hill anyway. He needs two of them on.
Two is there. Two is back. So going forward for the season, is there any special days you're having, like, Parents' Day or
Well, actually, pizza speaking day of special days,
this Saturday,
we have dubbed this coming Saturday Super Saturday. Yep.
Okay.
We did an initiative with Bryland Barracudas.
Okay.
Where we went to Harbor Island and we ran a program for them for a weekend. And now they have gotten to a place where they have developed some kids and they'll be bringing a few teams over on Saturday.
All right.
And they will be going up against some BYFFL teams.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a talent, pretty exciting.
What kind of talent come? I know Bryland is their big dolphin. The whole of Harbor Island is dolphins. I went there one year and everybody, the whole island, because Ben Isinger, the former owner, had a house there. Everybody in Bryland is wearing Miami does. So I know they really think they know. Are they learning?
They do have a nice pool of kids. It's nowhere near as much as the BYFFL. However, they have some experienced leaders on that team. And so we're looking forward to see what they bring to the games this week.
So they're coming this Saturday to play?
This Saturday. And it's going to be a really good Saturday for us. We're going to have DJ. We're going to have grill out foods on sale. We'll have a raffle giving away a rental car for a weekend. We have a lot going on, so.
And my car, all right, you come in that rental car for the weekend.
So come out, you might just win.
Okay.
Especially with special weekends. Last weekend, we actually spent time with the Miami Hurricane. They had Kings weekend over there.
Right, they brought some,
So our kids had the opportunity to go over there and, did some drills with those guys. We had Frank Gore, Lamar Miller, and Brian McKinney, all former players of the Miami Hurricanes and NFL players.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So you're exposing them not just playing the flag football, but exposing them to football so they can more of them get into the love of the game and understand what the game is all about and get to meet people. I mean, Frank Gore, they may not know who Frank Gore is, but, we should know Frank Gore.
Frank Gore.
I know him as one of the great Niners greats running back,
So you're 49? I mean, a 49er?
No, I'm not a 49er.
You're like, who you pull for?
I'm a cowboy fan.
you're naughty. You're naughty, guy, darling. And I forget now. You tell me you're
Patriots every week, Burley.
No, because I can't get that. I so hate them. I can't help them in my system. So I got to keep them out of my system.
Burley, me and you agree on that one.
I got to keep them out of my system. coming. Oh, Lord of mercy.
The Chiefs is the new Patriots now, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So while I got you here, you know, we got a game tonight. You didn't forget who playing tonight.
I did do it.
You didn't remember. You wasting me then.
I forget to check. I was so focused.
Listen, I've been doing so much today. I know how it is. It's been like that today, you know, and extra gas and all that stuff.
We get Eagles versus Commanders. NFC East rivals, man.
So, before you go, I'm going to let you give me your predictions. Yeah. All right? Even I'm going to do that later. I'll tell you who I'm better for later, but how do you feel? The Eagles they're the favorites.
They are the favorites. They actually have the division lead right now because Commanders just lost a tight game this past weekend.
Yeah.
But Jaden Daniels, man.
Yeah.
I something about him, I can't go. He's special. So I'm going with Commanders tonight. Yeah, it's going to be a close game. Okay. I'm going to say 31-27.
A lot of scoring.
Yeah, because the Eagles, they're coming back now. They're fully healthy.
Yeah.
But the Commanders, they just got Sean Lattimore from the Saints. So they building their defense a little.
Yeah, that's what they need because
their offense is
clicking. Eagles got a lot of firepower.
Yeah.
But now, let me ask you this question, and then we drift into some fly football a little bit, but I got you. Naughty believes that basically the Cowboys should tank for Shamir. Shador Sanders
is a QB. I don't think so. I would rather get Travis Hunter. Because the Cowboys' main problems are O-linemen on defense, especially in the secondary.
But Travis Hunter plays both ways, right? He's going to come in the NFL as both, or he's going
to
come in?
Well, Deion Primetime, one of my favorite players of all time. He was able to do it.
Yeah.
So I don't see why Travis don't have it. He has the endurance to do it. I'm sure he could do it in the
NFL. I saw an article, Monday was it, that Primetime said he will quietly interfere if his son, Travis Hunter, don't get picked by the right team.
He being quietly interfering a lot in college football.
Yeah.
So I won't be surprised he does that.
And then there's also a move by ESPN. Stephen A. Smith brought it up, who basically hates the Cowboys. But a lot of them saying
he hates
that
the fans. But I understand why.
He just feeds it. No, I know. Yeah. Trust me. I know how they are. But he's saying that the best move would be is for the 49ers to take Shador, and bring Primetime as their coach. Because he's the type of coach to tell Jerry Jones, go stick it. You hired me to do this game. Let me do this.
That's the problem. If you listen to what Jerry Jones did to some interviewers earlier this year, he threatened their jobs. And to be honest, as a Cowboy fan, the reason why I'm not too hyped up on the hype, as everybody else would be, because Jerry Jones is the problem.
Well, you're not the only one say that. He says that all the time.
He had a chance to get Derrick Henry. He had a chance to get D-Hop. He had a chance to get weapons around Dak Prescott and help with CeeDee Lamb on offense. We never did that.
Is Dak the future of the Cowboys, or should they be trading him to the Raiders next year?
Unfortunately, he is, because I don't know anybody's going to take on that contract.
The Raiders can afford him
next year. I personally hated the idea of signing him to that contract. Uh-huh. I was all against it from the beginning because we need to have enough cap space to sign key components. Like, he has no O-line. We don't have Tyron Smith no more on the left tackle, so he has nobody protecting him. And number six, he ain't it.
Okay. And your Patriots.
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all got us coming up in a couple weeks.
We are in a rebuilding.
And then y'all got us. We got the Raiders this weekend. The Patriots, huh?
Yeah, I'll be watching the Raiders versus Dolphins live.
Oh, you're going to the game?
Yes.
You're going to Miami?
I'm looking forward to it.
You didn't need nobody to carry your suitcase, hold the tickets, you know, get the rental car. You ain't nobody do that for you.
No, not this trip.
She can pay the overpay fee.
I'll give you the extra money to pay the overpay fee. That's, you know, actually, I crossed the phobic. I'll go down. Because I'm willing, you know, I'm pretty strong. I can lift four suitcases. You know, I can push a card really good. But you ain't going to give me, Walmart.
Yeah.
You got to go do that shopping, right?
Gotta go to Walmart.
The past time.
I can push card very good, you know. I can pack. Oh, I'm really good at packing boxes. You know, I'm really good at that. You know? And I got a Tua jersey.
You already got your shirt.
I got but four hats.
Good to go.
Hey, I can based on the radio, but he's talking on them. Who the man nobody going with you? So I was only joking. I was only cracking jokes.
All fun and jokes.
So Saturday you got Brylanders coming. So they're bringing one team?
Two.
Two, yes.
Okay.
Two teams. Yeah.
And so this is exhibition?
Yeah, this one be an exhibition.
Yeah, it'll be an exhibition. Okay. Our teams, their scores won't the season.
Okay.
So the teams that are playing them, those scores
they'll
won't
be playing
come.
The 10, the 13 division.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I need to call my people to Bradley, see if any of their children come in.
man.
Yeah. That's one of my most favorite islands in this whole world. I love Harbour Island.
Really?
Oh, I love Harbour Island. Shout out to the Clare family. Shout out to all the Clares up there who take really good care of me when I go to Brylan. They're some good people. Anyway, so thanks.
We're looking forward to Saturday.
I'm looking forward.
Super Saturday.
Super Saturday.
Yes. Game start at 10:30 this week.
Yeah, 10:30 at the Sports Center. Parents behind the old Sports Center on the field that runs parallel to JFK.
Right.
So we'll see you there on Saturday. Have a good time. Yes. Do well.
Thank you.
You're welcome back. Jim, she has a standing. You know, she can always come. Make sure she bring you back next time.
No problem. Sir. I'll be more than happy.
All right. Good to have you here. Thank you so much. Take care.
We're gonna take
this is Pearly for Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We can take a quick break when we come back. We can get into the picks. The pick. We talk a little bit about that game last night with the Lakers. And we talk a little bit about the football game. We'll see you in a minute.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond. The Bahamas government saves interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government savings bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas government saving bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
Flavored Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavored Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
And welcome back to Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I just get out. So we're gonna how are we gonna do this now? We're gonna mix up our schedule a little bit, and we can do today in sports history. That's okay, Mr. Producer? Because I, you know, there's some certain fellow who can call me and fuss me out in a few minutes, and I feel like getting fussed out today. So we can get right into it. Just to please, you know, you got to please. You can't please all the people all the time, but you try to please as many of the people as possible. And today is Thursday, November 14th, 2024. Today in sports history, in 1943, Sid Luckman of the Chicago Bears became the first to throw for more than 400 yards. He threw for 433 yards and 7 touchdowns against the New York Giants. In 1970, the plane carrying the Marshall University football team crashed. 37 were killed. In 1993, Don Shula of my Miami Dolphins set a new NFL record with his 325th victory. In 1995, ESPN broadcast NBA games. In 1998, Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman were married in Las Vegas, Nevada. Sports quote of the day, what's the worst thing that can happen to a quarterback? He loses his confidence, Terry Bradshaw. And that statement is so true. That statement is so true. Oh, I need to shout out, it's so grateful that we have people who listen to us, Mr. Producer. I want to say shout out to the coach from Temple Christian, Kenya Culmo, who is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Coach Kenya. Enjoy your day. Coming from all of us here at Talking Heads and the Sock Fella. Now you have to throw that little piece in there, right? So last night, my Lakers won. See, while I don't want certain people playing for my team, that doesn't take away from who I'm pulling for. All right? And it was a good game. We had a 15-point lead. We blew the lead. It was a good battle. LeBron put up a triple-double last night. He had 35 points, 12 rebounds, and 14 assists. Anthony Davis had 21 points and 14 rebounds. But the story was Kinect, the rookie. 5 for 5 from the three-point line. He was hot. He was on fuego. Scored 19 points last night, 2 rebounds and 3 assists. That kid is going to be something special. He's going to be something special for the Lakers. And given that he's getting more and more confidence, pure jump shot, scoring machine. I like him as a player. He's the future of the Lakers. Pacers beat Orlando Magic. The Magic beat the Pacers 94-90. We know the Thunder beat the Pelicans 106-88. The Sixers lost to the Cavaliers. Cavaliers, nobody can beat them right now. 114-106. Celtics put a good beating on the Nets, 139-114. The Knicks lost by 1 point to the Bulls, 124-123. The Clippers lost to the Rockets, 111-103. The Spurs are Victor Wembanyama put up 50 points last night. That brother hit eight three-pointers last night. 7 feet, 4 inches. This was burying the jump shot last night. And they beat the Wizards 130-139. They don't play no defense. The Bucks won in overtime over the Pistons, 127-120. Timberwolves took it on the chin from the Trailblazers, 98-106. And the Kings held off. Hey, sounds like the movie I was watching. Held off the Suns, 127-104. Hockey is running rampant. You had some college football last night and a lot of college basketball. Did Baylor play last night? I don't know. Let's take a quick look at something here. On the sports page, Queens College dominates BAIS Swimming Championships. BAIS Swimming Championships. Queens College mash up my team. St. Anne's beat SAC. St. Anne's, he never beat SAC in nothing. But they came second and SAC came third in the Swim Championships yesterday. IL Fit Fest is coming up. They are Houston State Buckets. VJ is going to be an NBA player. He's a one and done. Know that. He's a one and done in college this year. He's great. That kid got ups. I saw, not the game last night, game before that. Ball came off the rim. And he came down the baseline and caught that and tried hard, break the glass. Didn't break the glass, but it was an awesome, vicious dunk. He's bringing a lot to Baylor. Baylor has, I think, him and the point guard are starting freshmen. They're going to struggle a little bit, but by March, they're going to be okay. They're going to be fine. And I think they got a great team. I like what I see in them. And I'm happy to see that. Now, tonight, you got a game tonight that's going to be something to look at. You got the Washington Commanders at the Philadelphia Eagles. Any key injuries in Washington? Let's check it out. Lattimore is out, a hamstring, so he's not going to be an issue for them tonight. Jay Allen, he's out. Covey is IR. Ross is out for Philadelphia. So what that means is Lattimore and the Commanders brought Lattimore there to shore up, and there's only hamstring, she's probably a week, to shore up their defense because they know what they got to go up against when playoff time come around. They got to go up against a Purdy who's throwing a lot of passes. They got to go up against a Philadelphia. They got to go up against some other teams in the NFC. And if they make it further than that, Kansas City, Baltimore, they throw the rock. I'll give you my pick in a minute on that. That's going to be something interesting to look at. And then only one NBA game, the Mavericks or the Jazz tonight. But there's not... And I won't say this, but I don't want to get myself in trouble. A lot of Boy, I don't want to be nice because Naughty better carry this one for me. LeBron may play one more year. My brother, go sit down, man. Please, go sit down and relax. Okay, go sit down and relax. I mean, come on. And then you have a big fight coming up on Friday, tomorrow night. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Who do you feel about that? I think Mike Tyson could get one good punch and that one name over. You know, that's going to be interesting to watch. And then nothing else much going on, too much in there. The rumor about whether the Cowboys should take Deion Sanders. And I heard some interesting comments about that today. Jerry Jones and a lot of you know, let me take this call, then I can say what I have to say about Jerry Jones. Call you on the air. Call you there? I guess not. A lot of Dallas fans feel that Jerry Jones is the problem. He wants to be the coach. He wants to be the president. He wants to pick he wants to decide who is picked. And you know, while he may know football, that's been their problem. They've done good jobs in drafting. They've always drafted pretty well, but he interferes too much. To bring a coach like Deion Sanders in there, either Deion will tell him shut up and sit down, and he'll be allowed, or he can fire him real quick. But I think the understanding will be from Deion, if you bring me in here, you're giving me full autonomy to run this team. You ain't interfering. You ain't doing what you got to do because you hearing what the people out there saying about you. Let me run the team. Let me do what I got to do. Give me my players. This would be good for Dallas because he's going to bring that winning attitude. He's going to bring that mentality that, hey, let's just do what we got to do. Let's just make some things happen. So, if they make that move, I would support that 150%. I think they should do well. I think he would be a good coach for Dallas. I don't know if he has the how to put it. I don't know if in the first year you do it, but I think he will learn on the job if you surround himself with a good offensive coordinator, a good defensive coordinator, and some good other coaches, tight end coaches, cornerback coaches. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. But he's going to bring that thing back to Dallas, you know, and it'll be good for them. Right now, they should tank, like Naughty says, and that'll be them. All right, so let's take a look at the picks. Ah, boy, this is going to be something interesting. All right, now, with Lattimore there, I was saying that I thought that the Commanders would be a good show, but I remember last week now I said they're going to be brought down to earth. They're a good team, but they're not a great team just yet. They got a really good rookie quarterback, but he has to develop himself into what he needs to be. He has a lot of confidence. Oh, accurate passer. He don't miss a pass. He can put the ball on a spot, and that is like Dan Marino. I got to mention Dan Marino. What he does. So the Eagles are a 4-point favorite. I am going to go with the Eagles tonight, and I'm going to go with the money line. No, back up. I'm going to go with the points. I think the Eagles will beat them by a touchdown. Coach Kemp from Bahamas Fly Football, he picked the Eagles to win today. 31-27, he's picking a high-scoring game. Clint is not joining us today, but Clint picks Philly 34-32. So there's going to be no defense play tonight, I guess. I guess no defense. But that's before we go. We'll take this quick call. Call you on there. What's up?
Listen, Pearly, how you doing?
All right, good. You got 30 seconds, Mystery.
If you have the money to give away, bring it to me. Because Philadelphia ain't going to beat Washington tonight. All right? Don't bet that. Don't do it.
Cut that now.
Cut it now. It ain't happening, my brother. No, sir.
So call me tomorrow and tell me you were right.
Okay.
Al-Azad.
Yes.
All right, Mystery. Take time. Call you on there. You got 30 seconds. Call you there? I guess not. Mystery said me don't bet my money with your name, Chris. You don't know? Anyway, people, it's been a wonderful Thursday. Thank you so much for the calls to Texas. And thanks for the advice, Mystery. I think I may take you up on that. This has been Pearly on the Talking Heads Thursday on Garden Radio 96.9 FM. Thank you so much. Drive safe out there. Be safe out there, people. And we'll see you tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And I'll be back next week, Thursday. Take care.
The 11 begins this evening on Prime Video. Right here on the Roku portal, Commanders and Eagles, one of four division games this week that also includes the blood sport rivalry between the Packers and the Bears. And you've got the Bears with an offensive coordinator switch. You've got the Seahawks coming off their bye in desperate need of a win. The 49ers trying to get their footing going on. That's another one. Ravens, Steelers, two of the best in the National Football League.
Let's go.
Steelers on a nice roll with Russell Wilson. Ravens coming off of an exhilarating game 1 week ago tonight, an overtime win over the Cincinnati Bengals. Pardon me, not overtime, but a game in which the Bengals were trying to just win in the final throws. It was their first game that they played that was overtime. At any rate, those are your four divisional games, and you've got the Chiefs taking on the Bills on top of it. Bengals here up the road needing to come up with a win against a 6-3 Chargers team. Just a terrific weekend of football all starting off tonight between the Commanders and the Eagles. Would you like to know the last time the Commanders were 8-3? If they win tonight, they would be 8-3.
2012?
Best I can tell. No, sir. That 2012 season, they were 10-6, but they were not 8-3 to start.
Okay.
I'll check on that just to make sure. That is correct. In that season, in 2012. Mm-mm. Best I can tell, it was their Super Bowl winning season of 1991 when they were 14-2.
Yo.
Whoa.
Wow.
After that 14-2 season in 1991, they had 10 wins in 99, 10 wins in 2005, 10 wins in 2012, and they haven't had a double-digit win season since 2012.
Yeah, in 2012, they were 3-6 and then one out before making the playoffs.
Tonight, the Washington Commanders are the team that can look the Philadelphia Eagles in the eye and say, not this year, because Cowboys and the Giants haven't been able to do that yet. And Jaden Daniels comes in at 7-3, coming off of a difficult loss at home to the Steelers. And what he is doing in his first 10 games as a rookie is just beyond impressive. And he and this Commanders team have an opportunity to show everybody that the first 10 games are not just like a nice, neat little story going on in the Mid-Atlantic. Not only a nice little story, but a big-ass threat in the entire conference, let alone that division. Because that's what's at stake. That's what's at stake. Eagles win tonight. They're 8-2. The Commanders lose two in a row in just a span of 5 days, and they're 7-4. And they are looking up at a two-game deficit in the loss column. And if the Commanders win this one, they are 8-3. They are a half game better than the Eagles, but they have that golden ticket W in their back pocket. I talk about it all the time. The best win you can come up with in the National Football League is a win on the road in division. That's the one. And if the Commanders come up with that tonight and they wipe the taste of that loss to the Steelers right out of their mouths and they go into Philadelphia, they put Philadelphia right into the bucket of, yeah, but who have you really beaten? Because Philadelphia, coming off their bye, they beat Cleveland at home. They won at the Giants. Cincinnati was a very impressive win in my book. But if the Bengals fall to 4-7 by the end of Sunday night, who have you really beaten? When you beat Jackson, and you need to really scratch and claw to do that. You needed an N'Kobe Dean pick of Trevor Lawrence. That, by the way, turned out to be the last throw Trevor Lawrence has attempted in this league.
Maybe this season.
And then at Dallas, when we all know Dallas is less than. And in case you're wondering what happened in that game in any way, shape, or form, just look at TJ's corner. At any rate.
Sorry, TJ.
No idea he was about to catch a stray, which is my favorite. I'm sorry. It's just my favorite stray.
Oh, it's just, I mean.
On a dart. Just to see if anybody's awake.
It's unnecessary. It's all I'm saying.
So that's what the Commanders can do. Hey, nice 5-game win streak you got there, Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's
good. Who did you really beat? Because we just came into your house and we just won. And this is what is at stake, the division. Because the NFC East, this is unbelievable. According to NFL Network research, if you can put up the NFC East standings, if you don't mind. The NFC East currently has a 3.5 game gap between the second place team and third place team, Commanders and Cowboys. That's the largest gap between the second and third place teams in any division through 10 weeks this decade.
Wow.
And the Eagles and Commanders, according to NFL Network, combined have a 99.7% chance to win the NFC East in 2024. The Cowboys make up the final 0.3%. The Giants are at full Blutarski,
0.0.3%. That's TJ, so, you got a chance.
So what you're saying is there's a chance. We're not mathematically eliminated.
I'm saying there's a chance, right? Which means the NFC East will have a different winner than the previous season for a 20th straight year.
Maybe.
That's the longest streak without a repeated division champ in NFL history.
That
I'm
is
sorry.
Insane.
With all due respect to the 0.3%, okay. I don't mean to hawk Tua on that 0.3%.
Listen, guy, why are you going to make it worse by doing that? Tranquilo, we got a chance.
We talking playoffs or what?
We are not, unfortunately, for the Giants. But again, that's it, right? That's it. And Jaden Daniels can come into Jalen Hurts' house and come out with the win, just like he went into Joe Burrow's house and nobody thought that he could come out with that win on that Monday night in week number 3 and send the Bengals to 0-3. It's the same exact setup. Oh, yeah. Nice start you got there, Commanders. Too bad you're going to go into Cincinnati. You can't win that one under the lights. Oh, yeah. Nice 7-3 start you got, Washington. You can't go into Philadelphia in a short week with the way the Eagles are just on tilt right now, defensively and offensively, and come in and just end the party, can you? Can't wait for it tonight. Right here on the Roku portal on Prime Video.
Who are you taking?
I'm still going back and forth on it. But I'm leaning towards Washington right now.
Oh, okay.
Stay tuned to the end of the show. I'll take my finger off that chess piece. Oh, yeah.
Man,
you know I can't quit him.
Disrespect, man.
It's not.
Disrespect.
I just like the way the Commanders. The Commanders have had some. The Commanders and the Bears. The Commanders and the Steelers.
Commanders have gotten pretty lucky.
Dude, you could sit there and say that. The Commanders have played the Ravens, the Bears. And you could say the Bears are less than, but I'm sorry. I mean, the Steelers.
If the Giants have a kicker, they lose to the Giants.
Arizona. I mean, they have been more battle tested in the last 5 weeks than the Philadelphia Eagles.
I don't know. About
oh, really?
That.
Okay.
They played the Giants, Bears, and Panthers.
Who?
The Commanders. Those
the
teams,
Bears,
are,
but that Bears
those teams
team,
are terrible.
Not the Bears team that they had in their house coming off their bye. They were about to lose that game to the Bears. The Bears of that day were not the Bears of the last 2 weeks.
They scored 16 points.
I get it. I understand. I'm leaning. I'm not saying I'm making that decision just yet. You asked the question. I'm answering it.
All right.
The disrespect is real.
So.
They've beaten two good teams.
That's my setup. So you're taking the Eagles?
For sure.
You're taking the Eagles, TJ?